तस्यापि दर्शयामास स्ववीर्यं जलकल्मषः यच्चकार गले नीलं तच्च साधुर विभूषणम्।
As if in defamation, the poison born from the ocean's milk manifested its potency by marking Lord Shiva's neck with a bluish line. That line, however, is now accepted as an ornament of the Lord. And text 44.
Tapyante lokatapena
sadhava praya
shojanaha paramaradhanam taddhi purushasyakhilatmanaha tapyante lokatapena sadhavah prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah tapyante lokatapena sadhavah prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah tapyante lokatapena sadhavah prayasho janah paramaradhanam tadhi purushasyakhilatmanah।
Ladies, tapyante, voluntarily suffer, lokatapena, because of the suffering of people in general, sadhavah, saintly persons, prayashah, almost always, janaha, such persons, Parama Aradhanam, the topmost method of worshipping,
That activity.
He indeed.
Purushasya.
Of the Supreme Person.
Akhilatmanaha.
Who is the Super Soul of everyone.
Translation.
It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Please repeat.
It is said
that great personalities almost always
accept voluntary suffering
because of the suffering of people in general.
This is considered the highest method
of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is present in everyone's heart.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 18:68-9, Yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasyati nachatasman munoshyeshu kashchin me priyakrittamaha. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be effective, for the laws of nature and the results of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer or enjoy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligation to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, the Shastra says, Tasyaiva hetoho prayatete kovido nallabhyate yad brahmatam upari adhi. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down the universe as a result of the reactions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Again, as stated here, tapyante lokatapena sadhavaha prayashojanaha. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness, since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness. The Lord himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata vyutthanam adharmasya taratmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavani yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants
as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4, 7, and 8. All the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world. Because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general, the Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by a devotee. Om Jnana Timarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Utaparagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hripriye Vancha Kalpatrupyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tapyante loka tapena sadhava prayashojanaha paramaradhanam tadhi purushasya akhilatmanaha. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. This is a very famous verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one that was quoted fairly often by Srila Prabhupada. And we can look at some of the things that Srila Prabhupada has said about this verse and consider some of the things that other acharyas in our line have said about this verse. Of course, Srila Prabhupada hasn't quoted on text 43, Tasyapi darshayam asa swavirjam jalakalamashaha yachakara gale neelam tatcha sadhura vibhushanam. As if in defamation, the poison born from the ocean of milk manifested its potency by marking Lord Shiva's neck with a bluish line. That line, however, is now accepted as an ornament of the Lord. Srila Sridhar Swami comments here that the word jala kalamasha means jala dosha. Dosha, of course, means a flaw, polluted water. It's like we mentioned before about the pollution in the river Yamuna. So, in other words, visham, poison. Yasmat gale neelam chakara, that which thereby made the throat of Lord Shiva blue. Sadhoho kripalo, Sridhar Swami says, the nature of the sadhu means the person who is merciful. And the poison wanted to display its own potency, according to Jiva Goswami. And one might think, therefore, that because Lord Shiva was actually affected by that desire of the poison to manifest some potency by marking his neck, that that's some sort of a flaw of Lord Shiva. Actually, Lord Shiva didn't swallow the poison, he kept it in his throat. For that reason, his throat was turned blue. You can imagine, or maybe we cannot imagine, what kind of poison Lord Shiva was swallowing. This poison had spread all over the universe. We're concerned about poison, say, for example, in the river Yamuna, but imagine poison spread all over the universe. Just think about it. And it's described that Lord Shiva has concentrated all this poison in such a highly condensed form that it fit within the palm of his hand and he drank that. So yesterday we heard very nicely from Amalabhakta Prabhu describing it's not really very easy to imitate this sort of thing. Srila Prabhupada used to say, first deserve, then desire. A person who would imitate Lord Shiva's activities has to be very powerful indeed. How powerful? That Srila Prabhupada is described in Bhagavad Gita. In his commentary on chapter 3, text 24, he writes, we should always consider, whenever there is a general disregard of regulative principles, the Lord himself descends and corrects the society. We should, however, note carefully that although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting Govardhan Hill, as the Lord did in his childhood. It is impossible for any human being. We have to follow his instructions, but we may not imitate him at any time. This was a point that was given to us the other day also by Srivastava, who very nicely deserves amplification. And the Srimad Bhagavatam does that in the 10th canto, chapter 33, text number 29. It said, dharma vyatikramo drishtam ishwaranam chasahasam tejiyasana doshaya vahne sarva bhujo yatha, which means that whenever we see some discretion or some transgression of one's, the word here is used dharma, dharma vyatikrama, a transgression of dharma. What does dharma mean? It's a hard word to translate. It means a normative duty, it means a social obligation, it means an ethical principle, it means a legal requirement, it means a responsibility of any sort. It also means the intrinsic property of a thing. So it means quite a few things. But it means all these things at once, in fact, which is part of the difficulty. But whenever we see that someone has apparently transgressed this dharma, either gone beyond his nature or maybe transgressed these social conventions, etc., we should understand that for a person who is actually teji, or for a person who is an ishwara, that's not any flaw. What does it mean to be an ishwara? Someone who can actually control. Someone, ishwara sometimes we translate as master also, but a master can not always control something. A person may actually have a position of authority but not have the capability to actually exert control. Therefore, an Ishwara is properly speaking a person who's actually a controller. And there are great controllers. Sridhar Swami in his commentary lists a few of them. Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, Soma, that means the moon, Vishamitra, the great sage, for example, these are controllers. They're able to do fascinating things, impossible things they're able to do. Therefore, these four have been named because they are also guilty of dharma vyatikrama. They have transgressed dharma on one occasion or another. What did Brahma do? He chased after his own daughter. What did Indra do? So many things. We know why he got his eyes all over his body, for example. What did Soma do? Anyone remember? With regards to Brihaspati? He kidnapped his wife. Vishamrita, what did he do? Sorry? Vishamrita Prabhupada also says he had to eat meat on occasion, isn't it? As I recall. Anyway. But these are great controllers. They're Ishwaras. They have power. And what kind of power is it described here? Sarva bhujoyata vahnehe. Just like fire. They can burn. Tejas. They have tejas. So if one is actually a competent. Therefore, the Bhagavatam also says, sve sve adhikare ya nishtha sa guna parikirtita. If a person stays within that which is for which he's actually suited, then that is considered to be a qualification. And to stray from that in any way is considered to be dosha. Here the word is used, dosha. We're talking about Jala Dosha or Jala Kalamasha, the polluted oceans here full of poison. So similarly, we become poisoned. There are different ways to become poisoned. You can become physically poisoned. We heard yesterday about this intoxication. Why do they call it intoxication? Because you become toxified, toxicated, you can say. So physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, this is also very prominent in these days because of the pungent way in which we live. So this is all called dharma vyatikrama, and persons who are actually powerful, they can withstand this. And their transgression of what we might consider to be a social convention is actually not a flaw, nadoshaya, it's stated there, because they have such potency. So Lord Shiva is in that category. So that's one thing. Vijayadvaj Tirtha says, Sadhur Devasya Bhushanam Abhun Nadushanam Ityartha. So the idea here is that when Lord Shiva drinks this poison and receives the reaction of that drinking the poison and that his neck turns blue, it's actually not a dushana. Dushana means the dosha. It's not a flaw, but it's instead a bhushana. Bhushana means an ornament. It has become his ornament, as this verse says. And Jiva Goswami explains here, tasyapiti tatrapiti yatartha, means that in even a person such as Lord Shiva, to see that he does such a wonderful thing, it's not a flaw, it's instead an ornament. In case someone raises the doubt that this is actually impossible, therefore he says in previous verse, tacca cakara gale neelam, tacca sadhur vibhushanam, this is the ornament of the sadhu. In other words, kripaya swabhishtam tad vibhushanatvena dhritavataha swasyaiva tadrishi cheti bhavaha. The idea is that it is by his own such desire, by his own sweet will, as we say, that he accepted this lion on his neck as an ornament, out of mercy, and by his own desire. This is the power of Lord Shiva. But again, if we try to do this sort of thing, we cannot. We run into so many problems. So first deserve and therefore then desire. That brings us to the point that is being made here in Prabhupada's purport. The Srimad Bhagavatam continues, Naitat samachare jatu manasapi hyanishwaraha vinashyati acharan maurhyat yatharudro dijam visham. This is again 10:33, 30, and 31. Ishwaranam vajasatyam tathaiva charitam kvachit tesham yatsvavacho yuktam buddhimams tat samacharet. And Prabhupada translates, one should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and his empowered servants. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to imitate their actions. One should not try to drink the ocean of poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. He goes on, we should always consider the position of the Ishwaras, or those who can actually control the movements of the sun and moon, as superior. Without such power, one cannot imitate the Ishwaras, who are super powerful. Lord Shiva drank poison to the extent of swallowing an ocean, but if any common man tries to drink even a fragment of such poison, he will be killed. There are many pseudo-devotees of Lord Shiva who want to indulge in smoking ganja, marijuana, and similar intoxicating drugs, forgetting that by so imitating the acts of Lord Shiva, they are calling death very near. So this is the idea here. Very good point, which is also made by our acharyas here. So this is text 43, and some of the salient comments here. On text 44, as we said, this is a very famous verse, and the first thing, of course, is lokatapena tapyante, they suffer. How do they suffer? Lokatapena, through the suffering of others. What does it mean when you suffer through the suffering of another person? There's a word for that. Compassion. I'm sorry?
Compassion.
Compassion, okay. Somebody over here said?
Empathy.
Empathy, exactly. And actually it's very significant here. There's a couple of things that are very significant as far as I see in this verse. One of them is the word paramādhanam. Different acharyas have said different things here. First of all, let's look at see what Viraraghavacharya says. Viraraghavacharya is a great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam from the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, coming from Ramanuja Acharya. So he says, Kripalu namiyam paripati tyaha tapyanti iti. He speaks this verse in order to illustrate what are the ways of those who are actually kripalus, those who are actually sadhus. He says, Prayashaha sadhava sadhu kurvanti. Generally, the sadhus, they act like sadhus, which is to say, parakaryam iti. They do welfare, they act for others, parakaryam. And swartha nirapeksha parakarya prasadhana svabhava janaha. They are people whose nature is to bring about the success of another person's endeavors, neglecting their own interests. Svartha nirapeksha means without much regard for their own interests. Prayasho lokatapena svayamapi tapyante. They themselves feel burnt by the burning of others. Why do I say burnt? What does the word tapa mean? It means to burn, actually. When we execute austerities, it should burn a little bit. That's the nature of an austerity. If you don't get burned, it's not an austerity. But you have to be careful not to get burnt out. See, therefore we said, we qualify. Prabhupada often qualifies. First deserve, then desire. One has to measure. That this is why we have spiritual master. Spiritual master can tell us, what is austerity too much? Now, Atma upam yena sarvatra samam pasyati yorjana sukham va yadi va dukham sa yogi paramo mata. Krishna says, in my opinion, mata, the best yogi is the person who has empathy. He has empathy for another. He knows when another person is suffering. He knows when another person is enjoying. He feels like that. So as Swavas Prabhu pointed out the other day, that's really something that is very, very advanced. It is not given to every one of us to have that kind of empathy. And therefore, Krishna says he's actually the best yogi if he can come to that point. So how do we come to that point? That's the answer given here, and Prabhupada was quoting in his Bhagavad Gita purport, that we have to simply follow. We follow the authorities. We follow the instructions of the spiritual master. We follow the process of Krishna consciousness. We do not get distracted by the hallucination of what passes as philanthropic work or humanitarian work in this material world. Because you cannot help anyone. Tasyaiva heto prayatete kovido nalabhyate ityadi. The verse has been quoted. You cannot actually help another person because that person is locked into his karma, especially if that person is a non-devotee. With a devotee, perhaps, because Krishna sometimes minimizes the karma of the devotees. But the non-devotees are functioning completely within the realm of Mahamaya. They're completely under the control of material nature, daivi hiesha glamayi, etc. Krishna says that they cannot get out. And therefore, there's nothing that we can do to help them on that level. Within the realm of karma, there is nothing you can do to help someone. Pariksha lokan karmajitan brahmano nirvedam ayan nastya krita kritena. The smart person, Mundaka Upanishad says, looks around and sees there's nothing here that's not the result of karma. So what is the use of trying to fix this karma with more karma? You just mess it up. This is the idea. It's kind of like, well, anyway, there's many things we can say there. But one should endeavor for something that is beyond karma. In other words, Prabhupada asks the rhetorical question here. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. Because if one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. And Krishna also encourages this. Shreya acharanam sada. One should always perform welfare activities for others. How? With one's prana, that is to say one's life, with one's, pranar artayar dhyavacha, with one's assets. with one's words at least, or with one's intelligence. And the Lord is very pleased. Therefore, he says here, paramaradhanam. Now this is an interesting word again. Paramaradhanam. Based on what we just quoted from chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says is the best yogi, it makes sense to say that the best worship is to empathize with others and to preach Krishna consciousness. And again, Prabhupada has quoted Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, wherein Krishna confirms this. Now, different acharyas have said different things about it. Again, Viraraghavacharya, he says something very interesting. He has some very sensitive insights into the matter. But first of all, he interprets the word paramapurushasya aradhanam toshahetu. That paramapurusha, the paramaradhanam actually means worship of the parama. Parama, the worship of the supreme, rather than saying the supreme worship. Because in Sanskrit compounds, when you take a word like parama aradhanam, there are actually two words. One is param, and the other one is aradhanam. So param means the supreme, that means Krishna, but param, if you take it as an adjective, it means the supreme worship. And that's the way in which Prabhupada has taken this verse, it would seem, on the basis of references like those that we've quoted already. So he's saying something a little different. But he's not in conflict with what the other acharyas have said. He simply added a much deeper dimension, a unique dimension that is colored by his own unique devotional character. It's a wonderful characteristic of Srila Prabhupada that he displays exactly what Srila Prahlad Maharaj has also described in Canto 7, chapter 9, text 43. Shoche tato vimukachetaso indriyartham. Right? Those who persons who are absorbed in their senses and working only for the purpose of sense gratification, he says, maya sukhaya bharamudvahata, carrying this burden of sense gratification around with them everywhere they go. Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. These people, he says, they are vimudhas. So he says, I'm not worried about myself. Naivodvijay, paradurachaya vaitaranyas, tvadvirya gayana mahimamrita magnachittaha. Because my consciousness is constantly immersed in hearing and chanting about your lordship's wonderful qualities. So therefore, I'm only worried about these poor fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans without any understanding of who they are. Therefore, Jagjivan Prabhu very nicely told us the other day also that it's our duty to do what we can do to help other persons. We cannot attempt to do more than we can do. We will be burned by that. But we can do what we can do, and what we can do is follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And of course, we all know, Srila Prabhupada has told us that if you want to please me, you can distribute my books. This is the paramaradhanam, this is the supreme worship, confirmed here by Srila Prabhupada, his greatest acharya. So, this is the idea here. Loka upakara arthameva vishapanam ityashayenaha tapyanti iti vijayadvaj tirta of the Madhva Sampradaya. He says that it's with the intention to demonstrate the fact that he was only interested in helping those all the worlds that Lord Shiva drank this poison. So this is another important point he clarifies, because one might think again towards mundane humanitarian welfare work. He says, anena kim asya prayojanam? Whose purpose is he serving here? Iti tatraha parameti. Therefore he specifies parameti, paramaradhana, worship of the supreme. So both interpretations are correct. Whether we take paramaradhana to mean we worship the supreme, or whether we take paramaradhana to mean that this preaching effort is the supreme worship, they're both compatible. And Srila Prabhupada certainly also gave us the best example of how to follow these things. So what else does he say here? Jiva Goswami has described this. And he adds that it is the character of such saintly persons that they feel the sufferings of others. And he uses the word here, lokatapena tapyante, the phrase from the verse he's taking, and it means tat tapamayi kurvanti. They become, the feeling of empathy that they have for others, it becomes such that they become filled with that suffering of others. They feel it. How we get so strong empathy is it's a gift from God only. We have to be blessed by divine grace. But sadhava sadharana avi kim utasa. The idea here is that if ordinary saintly persons have this depth of empathy and this depth of compassion, that they voluntarily accept suffering to help other people, then what to speak of a great person such as Lord Shiva? Jiva Goswami's commentary here is pointing out the fact that Lord Shiva, being a great controller, he doesn't have to suffer like this, but he's doing so just to demonstrate. And this was evidently Vishnu's purpose in arranging that Lord Shiva came and resolved the situation for which the demigods had prayed for relief, rather than coming himself. Excuse me. So these are only a few things that we can think about here. Srila Prabhupada has made a few salient points here. He's saying that preaching is a person who preaches Krishna consciousness is the most dear to Krishna, because that preaching itself is the highest welfare work. You cannot help anyone within the realm of karma. You have to come to the stage of Krishna consciousness in order to do so. And that the Lord himself comes again and again, he's quoting the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, to engage in this activity, not only because it is his heartfelt desire, but in order to set the example for the rest of us as well. And then finally, Prabhupada makes it very concrete and relevant in our own lives. He says, therefore, all the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world. So he brings it down to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which we know has been started by Srila Prabhupada through his very hard labor and the austerities that he took upon himself were comparable to those of Lord Shiva drinking the ocean of poison. All of our karma that we gave Srila Prabhupada, those who were initiated, it's like it has to be so poisonous also. As I mentioned, there's different kinds of poisons. Srila Prabhupada accepted all these austerities for this purpose, and therefore his words have weight. Because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general, the Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by devotees. So if we want to get the mercy of Krishna, we know how. By his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments on any of these things? He's waiting for the microphone.
In order to have, it's like a common question, in order to have divine compassion, which is the way Lord Shiva has, and it's been described as the topmost Vaishnava, I saw a verse that also is parallel by the 11th canto, Sri Kaviru Bhacha says that the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls.
Yeah.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, constantly
have the spiritual master, we have his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And this is all very personal. What Srila Prabhupada is speaking is clearly something that he's also experiencing. And it's something that's not separable from, it's not a theoretical or a hypothetical sort of situation here. And because Srila Prabhupada, I think that's what it means to be Tvad Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta, because Srila Prabhupada was so deeply absorbed in these teachings and so deeply absorbed in doing whatever he could to spread these teachings on the order of his own spiritual master. When a person perceives that compassion, and pretty much anyone can perceive that kind of compassion, it's very moving. For example, Srila Prabhupada was telling his godbrothers once about his disciple Malati Devi, I think, that, you know, she would cut her throat for me, and therefore I would cut my throat for her. This is love. And when we see the love that the spiritual master has showed not only to us but to the whole world, it's very moving. That kind of power, I think, is not, I mean, there's nothing else that can compare to it, because it not only has the sentiment that we constantly seek of compassion or the reassurance that someone cares about us, but there's knowledge behind it. It has weight. It has authority, of the theological authority as well. And this is, I think, why when we distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we may not be able to represent these teachings that well ourselves, but at least we're making the effort to go out and give it to someone. Krishna appreciates that, and even conditioned souls appreciate that. There are so many Sankirtan stories. You all, so many great Sankirtan devotees here, know better than I do. That, you know, how many times has it been that a devotee distributes a book, and maybe after an hour or two, that person comes back to the devotee and says, you know, I'm so grateful that you gave me this book, because I had a loaded gun sitting next to me in the car and I was about to blow my brains out because this world is so heavy. You see? These books make a difference in people's lives. They've made a difference in our lives. And we have to somehow or other just connect this process, connect people with this process, and Srila Prabhupada felt that his books were the best way to do that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Anything else? Suhas is very happy with that. Thank you. No other questions or comments? If not, then we'll end here. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.